tuition rates and fees. President Obama in his weekly radio address again on the attack against private sector banks, blaming them for the higher cost of higher education.
Students who take out loans to pay for college graduate owing an average of $25,000. For the first time, Americans owe more debt on their student loans than they do on their credit cards. And for many working families, the idea of owing that much money means that higher education is simply out of reach for their children.
In the Republican address, Missouri Senator Roy Blunt says the Senate wasted a week with its vote on the so-called Buffett tax.
There's really no excuse for not doing things that would lower gas prices and encourage private sector job creation.
This is SRN News.
New choice. Intelligent talk. News Talk 660. K-Sky. Live from the studios of News Talk 660 K-Sky. This is DFW Medical Magazine, featuring helpful and insightful commentary from DFW area medical professionals. Listen as Dr. Brian Nymphaeus interviews medical experts and asks the important questions that affect your health. Learn more about your body, your health, and how to live a healthier life. Get in on the discussion at 1-866-660-KSKY. This is DFW Medical Magazine. Now, here's your host, Dr. Brian Nymphaeus.
This is where the healing begins. Oh, this is where the healing starts.
Good afternoon, Dallas, Fort Worth, and everybody listening on the World Wide Web at ksky.com. This is Dr. Brian Nymphaeus, Clinic Director of Victory Chiropractic and Spinal Decompression, and the host of the DFW Medical Magazine. Joining me today is Kevin Stewart, the rehab assistant and lead researcher at Victory Chiropractic and Spinal Decompression. Kevin, great to have you back.
It's great to be here, Dr. Brian.
We missed you last couple of weeks. You had a little vacation, take a little personal day, so welcome back.
We all need rest, and rest is a great addition to the healthy activities you're already doing, so I'm glad to have rested and came back.
Great, great. And now Doug Rake, the greatest attorney in the galaxy, is off in Maui having some fun in the sun, and he has left us here to do the radio show on our own this weekend, but I think we're going to be able to get by, even though it may not be as much fun without Doug, because Doug has some very keen insight and brings forth some good humor to the show. So we'll miss him, and Doug, if you're listening out there in Maui, you need to put the radio down and head to the beach for a couple of minutes. Now, the DFW Medical Magazine is set up that we're going to interview on a regular basis medical professionals and other healthcare practitioners. This weekend, though, we had a little bit of a change in schedule because the Rangers game is going to be aired live here after our program. So we had thought that part of our program was going to be interrupted by the Rangers game, so we didn't schedule anybody to interview. So today we're going to talk about healthcare, real, true, accurate healthcare. And this is something that is really missing in society, because when Kevin and I go out and we talk to patients and we talk to people, we talk to friends and family members, it's really shocking how few people truly understand healthcare. And then when you throw into the mix the healthcare bill, which is an absolute misnomer, it really muddies the water and confuses everything. And people tend to be, you know, they may know in the back of their heads what healthcare is, but they're not practicing it on a regular basis. And Kevin, you know firsthand from talking to patients while doing rehab, there's a lot of people that are not necessarily practicing healthcare, yet they claim to know what healthcare is. Is this true?
Oh, I would definitely say so. People come in and talk about wanting to eat right or wanting to go work out, and they always plan to go work out or plan to eat right, but it seems that that day never really comes.
And that, unfortunately, is the thing that's missing in a lot of people's lives. And I have to tell you guys this. So everybody listening out there, if you've heard this show before, you've heard me talk about healthcare and how much of a passion I have for people living healthy. But it's very, very important that you have to realize that in life there is a tipping point. And if you go past that tipping point, well, then it becomes absolutely impossible to get back to where you were to become completely healthy. But that tipping point, because God created us and gave us these incredible bodies, that tipping point is so far to one side that we can really mess it up and still have the ability to heal and come back and be healthy. But most people, like you said, Kevin, that day never comes, because what happens is our habits take over. And when a habit takes over, if it's a good habit, that's great. If it's a bad habit, that's a different story. And we see it all the time where patients are coming in concerned about their heart, but they're not exercising. They're concerned about wanting to get cancer, but they're not eating any healthy vegetables. Nobody wants to have conditions X, Y, or Z, but very, very few people are taking the necessary steps to prevent X, Y, and Z. Now, I've used the analogy before of a vehicle. You know, you don't wait till your vehicle's out of gas to put gas in it, although sometimes that happens. But we all understand what the gas light means in our car. It means we need to put more fuel in it. Most people put fuel in the tank before the gas light comes on, but sometimes that warning signal cracks open the warning light comes on, and the next thing you know, hey, that's my reminder. And in a human body, we have so many gas lights that it's unbelievable, but we ignore them all, one by one by one. And then people come into the doctor's office, they come to the chiropractor's office, and they've beaten themselves up so badly, and they have gone so far off the path of what health is that it's so much more difficult for them to get back on the right track. But the good news is, and Kevin, we were talking to some patients today and this during the week at the office, once you start feeling better, oh, what an amazing ride life becomes.
Yes, yes, once you start experiencing that well-being that everybody talks about.
So one of the pathways for people to get better is through proper supplementation. So I want to talk a little bit today about what proper supplementation is, because it's not just going to the store and buying vitamin E or a generic multivitamin. Using foods to make you better and to overcome a problem, that's what proper supplementation is. It's not just vitamin A, B, C, or D. It's using particular foods and food sources to get us better. And that is also a big problem in our society, is that we're not understanding how to utilize vitamins. Most people go to a medical practitioner, you know, whether, you know, be the OBGYN, the endocrinologist, the general practitioner, and they kind of understand, hey, I'm going to go to the doctor and I'm going to get some sort of pill, some sort of prescription. Well, what true healthcare is, it's not getting a prescription to prevent a problem. It's correcting the cause of the problem. And that's what we at the office, we use supplements for that. So I don't want to just sit here and talk for an hour and explain things. I want to get some questions. I want to get some feedback. So please feel free to give us a call at 866-660-5759. That's 866-660-5759. We'll get your questions answered. We'll get things going here. We'll share how you can live a healthy, happy, active life, because that's the life we're all intended to live. You know, and Kevin and I, we started out in the same way. We started out as, hey, we're doing things incorrectly, and we made the decision to change things. And along the way, once we changed things, we went back and we stepped out and said, oh my gosh, I can't believe I ever used to do that. I can't believe that this is what life can feel like. You know, and Kevin and I, we work very hard at the office, and we work 6 days a week, and we don't really take vacations, although I guess just to come back. We don't take a lot of time off, and we're still able to do it because we practice the things that we preach here on the radio show. We take the supplements. We make the strides to make sure our adrenal glands aren't maxed out, to make sure our hypothalamus in the brain is working properly. We make sure that we eat the foods that are going to support our liver. And those are things that we all should be doing. And it's not just for athletes. It's not just for somebody who's sick. It's for all of us, so that we prevent a lot of problems from happening. And I really want you guys to understand that wherever you are today with your walk in health, it can always get better. You don't have to be sick. You were not designed to be sick. You're designed to be healthy and express yourself in a healthy manner.
And even if you did fall off the bandwagon, if you went to Wendy's or somewhere else and ate food, you can still get back on the bandwagon. You can still eat your cruciferous vegetables. You can detox yourself.
Absolutely. Now, we have so many different things I want to talk about. I mean, I'm reading articles that we have a shortage of bees, that bees are vanishing off the face of the earth, that bees are sick and they're not doing real well. We need bees for a variety of things to help our food sources get healthy. There was an article I read, which I was sharing with Kevin, and this is unbelievable. Autism. Autism is up 78% over the last 5 years. And there's been such a giant push in the world for autism, but up 78%. And who's talking about it? Who knows about it? These are things that are troubling our society right now. And I want to go to line one. We have Davis. Davis, this is Dr. Brian Infius and Kevin Stewart. Welcome to the DFW Medical Magazine.
How are you doing today?
Doing great, sir. How are you doing?
I've got a... I've had a condition for many, many years called hidradenitis. Are you familiar with that?
I'm a little bit familiar with it. Tell me what's going on. How long have you been suffering with it?
Probably 30 years.
30 years? And what have you been doing for
I'm a veteran from the Vietnam era, and I've had many surgeries, skin grafts. Right now, I'm seeing a clinical doctor there in Dallas, a dermatologist, and he's got me on Remicade infusions once every 4 weeks. And it seems to, the Remicade seems to prevent flare-ups and, you know, real bad, where the condition would get real, real bad. But it doesn't, it's not making it go away, obviously.
Right, okay, so.
And so I know that you're talking about, I know this is a complete different subject than what you were talking about a minute ago, but I'm just wondering. Now, I'm also type 2 diabetic, but my A1C is the last 18 months has been, you know, under 6, 5.7, 5.6. So I feel like I'm healthy. I feel like I'm eating right. But
so
my condition is, you know, it's apparently there's no cure for it. So
right now, let
I'm
me ask
wondering, what y'all might suggest.
Sure. Now, let me ask you a little bit of background. We're heading into breaks. If you can hold with us. But for those of you who are not familiar with hidradenitis, basically what's happening is there's a problem with the sweat glands. And it's a chronic disease. It's a histological abnormality, which means you've got a lot of inflammatory things going on, subcutaneous, which means underneath the skin. So,
right. Yeah.
So now let me ask you this. Are you having a problem? Are you sweating too much or just not sweating at all?
I think I sweat too much.
Okay. Stay with us.
Because even on a day like today, if I'm working outside,
you're sweating it up.
I sweat a lot. Yeah,
okay, stay with us. We're heading into a short break. You're listening to the DFW Medical Magazine. We're here to help you live a healthy lifestyle. Be right back.
News Talk 660, Case Guy and Mike Gallagher. Weekdays at 8. News Talk 660, Case Guy.
If you're overwhelmed by debt and thinking about going to a credit counseling company for help, think again. Because the majority of those companies actually work for the credit card companies. And they make the credit card companies a lot of money. From people just like you. But there's another way out of debt, and it's not bankruptcy. A way to reduce your debts and save you thousands of dollars. Even better, you can find out how for free by calling 1-800-600-6313. At Freedom Debt Relief, we're not a credit counseling organization. We're not a debt consolidation company. We offer a unique alternative to save you the most money possible to resolve your debt in the shortest amount of time. If you're thinking about a credit counselor, ask yourself this. Are they working for you or the credit card companies? Reduce your debts and save thousands of dollars by learning the secrets to settling your debt. For free information, call 1-800-600-6313. That's 1-800-600-6313. 1-800-600-6313.
Attention, parents. If your son is 11 to 17 years old and exhibits oppositional or defiant behavior patterns, we want to prove that our best-selling child behavior program, The Total Transformation, will work for you. And we're willing to give it to you for free. For a limited time, we are offering the entire program free if you're the parent of an 11 to 17-year-old male child as part of a national market research project. If you're struggling with disrespect, backtalk, lying, school problems, or defiant behavior, you can get the Total Transformation free by calling 1-800-430-3961 and find out how you can participate in this limited-time market research project. By sending in your results, you'll get our $300 child behavior program for free. Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-430-3961. 1-800-430-3961. That's 1-800-430-3961. 1-800-430-3961.
From Plano to Denton down to Louisville too. Huffines has it. Also in McKinney, we'll prove it to you. Huffines has it.
No No matter if you shop online or in person, Huffines makes your buying experience hassle-free. While you choose from a Texas-sized selection at both locations of Huffines Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. That's right. Shop hassle-free and save big while choosing from Huffines' Texas-sized selection of new Chryslers, Jeeps, Dodges, and Rams. Plus, save even more with the lowest financing and the highest cash rebates available. And Huffines is proud to be the only winner ever of the Consumer's Choice Award for Auto Dealership Group of the Year. In Plano, see Huffines Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram at Ohio and Plano Parkway. And in Louisville, see Huffines Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on I-35 just north of 121. Or click it and pick it at Huffines.net. Huffines has it.
Huffines has it. You already know that the next best thing to new is Dowworth Clean. But did you know that Dowworth is also the answer to all your flooring needs? Hi, Cheryl here for Dowworth Clean. With our award-winning service, we can revive, restore, or replace all the flooring in your home. From carpet and tile to wood and stone, nobody knows flooring better than Dowworth. And only Dowworth offers the one-year cleaning rebate, which gives you the opportunity to get the money you've spent on cleaning back when you purchase new flooring from Dowworth. Some conditions do apply, so call us today for details. And be sure to ask about all our specials. Prices won't be any lower than they are right now, so it's a great time to get your home Dowworth clean. Dowworth is a 6-time Consumer Choice Award winner and has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Why wait? Call us today or make your appointment at Dowworth.com. And remember,
call 267-8433 because the next best thing to do is Dowworth clean.
92.9 FM in Dallas.
95.5 FM in Arlington.
99.9 FM in Fort Worth.
News Talk 660.
K-Sky. 866-660. K-Sky is the number to call to ask your questions to Dr. Brian Nymphaeus on News Talk 660. K-Sky.
This is where the healing begins. Oh, this is where the healing.
Welcome back to the DFW Medical Magazine, your source for true health and wellness information. This is Dr. Brian Nymphaeus, Clinic Director of Victory Chiropractic and Spinal Decompression. Joining me is Victory Chiropractic's lead researcher, Kevin Stewart, and also rehab assistant. Davis, are you still with us?
Yes.
Okay, okay. So Kevin and I were bouncing some things off each other during the break here, and one of the things I want to ask you about real quick is, let me refresh everybody's memory, you're struggling right now with hidradenitis. And you're sweating way too much, and you've got a lot of histological abnormalities and inflammatory conditions going on underneath your skin, correct?
That's correct.
And you had mentioned that you're on Remisade, is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, so how long have you been taking that Remisade?
About 14 months now.
Okay, have you noticed it really helping at all?
Yes.
Okay.
Without it, it would not be a pretty picture.
Okay. Now, one of the things that I recommend is, because inflammation is inflammation, it doesn't matter if it's inflamed in the back, inflamed in the neck, or underneath the skin, there's still inflammation.
I agree with you 100%. Yeah.
Okay, so one of the things that we use at the office is an all-natural thing called OPC3, and this is great for histamine as well, because it's able to bind and decrease the inflammation within the body naturally. Now, the Remisade, I was looking up a little bit, and it also is used for Crohn's disease, anti-inflammatory conditions as well. So
yes.
It also would appear that probably, of course, you mentioned having this problem for 30 years, which means that your body's having a tough time getting rid of the histamines that you have built up in your body.
Yes.
So we actually do a lot of stuff with allergies at the office to get rid of histamines with a supplement called Antranex. Now, what Antranex does is it contains a protein that will bind with the histamines, take it to the liver, and then detoxify it naturally. And this stuff works really, really well. So there's a couple things right out of the gate that I would recommend you look into, or you can actually, I can put you back on the phone with Tiffany, you can order some from us. But that OPC3 and that Antranex. So basically what you're having is an allergic reaction over and over and over again. Most of us will itch, but you're having it. It's affecting your sweat glands. You're sweating profusely. So I would recommend getting on some Antranex and to figure out some of the other things going on, the Allerplex and that OPC3. Because what that's going to do, I'm not trying to cure you of anything, Davis. What I'm trying to do is support some of the systems that are not going to be functioning really well because we have to get those histamines out of there, and that Antrinex will do that. We have to get some of that inflammation down, and you want to do this as naturally as possible because you don't want all the side effects that could possibly happen with prescription medication. We want to fight this as natural as possible. So the OPC3 is a fantastic antioxidant and anti-inflammatory, and it's also going to help some of the blood vessels and the joints of the body as well. So the Antrinex, Allerplex, and OPC3, and I think that would really support the systems that are not functioning as well as it doesn't sound like they're functioning.
Well, I sure would like some relief, I'll tell you.
Absolutely. So what I'd like to do, Dave, is I want to put you on hold and let you talk to Tiffany and have Tiffany give you or get your email address from you or contact phone number that we can get a hold of you, and we'll help support you through this because this is something that I really would love for you to get better with.
I would love to try it. I sure would.
Yeah, absolutely.
I can't tell you how much I appreciate your time.
Hey, yeah, you're welcome. That's what we're here for. So is this the first time you've listened to us, Davis?
No, I've listened to you before, but for some reason I couldn't get through the last couple of times.
Okay.
Y'all are very popular.
Well, thank you so much for trying, and thank you so much for getting in. And I'm going to put you on hold, and Tiffany's going to get your information, and we'll get you set up. We'll support those systems of the body and help you live a healthy lifestyle.
Thank you very much, sir.
You're welcome. Have a great afternoon.
You do the same.
Thank you so much. See, Kevin, I don't know about you, but this is the kind of reason why I got into this, is to help people like that, help people with learning how to live a healthy lifestyle.
I agree 100%. Here we have somebody that's taken a prescription drug, and we're able to naturally support the body's own systems to help get rid of an issue. And I think that's the most amazing thing in the world, to naturally do something.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and at the office, you know, natural being chiropractors, we treat and see a lot of people with back and neck problems, and a lot of that stuff gets better. And it's amazing how many people truly don't understand what a good chiropractic adjustment can do for you. You know, we get a lot of patients at the office, and I think our office, we get the people that are afraid of chiropractic for some reason.
It always kind of seems like that.
And so a lot of our new patients are patients that were absolutely afraid to get adjusted. And I grew up as a chiropractic patient, so I didn't know there was such a thing as being afraid to get adjusted. But it's clear that it's out there. There are people that are afraid to get adjusted, and that's a shame because it's so unbelievably helpful. And as helpful as that is, but when you throw in there some natural supplements like the OPC3, like the Antrinex and the Allerplex, and you see people's allergies start to go away, that's incredible. And that's when you start to realize what true healthcare is all about.
You know, we keep saying natural supplements, but Dr. Brian, do you think everyone really understands what natural means?
I don't think they do. So let's get into that for a second here. And again, if you have any questions, please call us at 866-660-5759. That's 866-660-5759, and we'll get your calls answered. But when I say natural, you know, and when I say healthcare, I don't think people understand what healthcare is either, because I've asked this to just about all of my patients at one point or the other, and I've asked it to a lot of my friends. But when I say the term healthcare, what pops into just about everybody's head is a doctor, a white coat, and some sort of prescription. That's the first thing that they think of. And unfortunately, that shouldn't be what pops into people's head. Now, I'm a chiropractor, and I would love for somebody to go, oh, getting an adjustment. But the truth of it is, when you think healthcare, I want you to link the term healthcare with healthy eating, fruits, vegetables, water. That's what healthcare is. In our country, we have supplemented the term healthcare to mean sickness care, because nobody goes to a doctor unless they're already sick. No one gets a prescription unless they have a problem. But see, healthcare is overcoming and not getting the problem. Healthcare is overcoming whatever your condition is, whether it's the common cold, whether it's allergies, but overcoming it with natural food sources. And that's the way our bodies were designed, is to use food to get our bodies healthy. So when we say all natural healthy supplements, there's a big, big difference between a synthetic vitamin, which is created in a lab, and an all-natural healthy vitamin. And even if you're just talking one vitamin, vitamin A versus vitamin A, there's a synthetic version of vitamin A, which isn't going to do you any good. That's the cheaper stuff you're going to find over the counter at your local grocery store. Then there's the real vitamin A, which comes from an actual food sources. Same thing with vitamin C. Vitamin C is an easy one because it has a fancy name called ascorbic acid. Well, ascorbic acid is the name for the synthetic vitamin that has caught on. And vitamin C comes from citrus fruits, oranges. You're going to find it in apples. It's very common. It's in a lot of different things. You're going to find it in lemons and limes. And here's the thing. If you take vitamin C out of the lemon or out of the orange, out of the grapefruit, whatever you're eating, if you take the vitamin C out of it, it becomes basically a drug. And if you synthetically create that drug in a lab, and that's what you and I are eating or using as a vitamin, well, then it's not going to do our bodies any good because our bodies are looking for that actual vitamin C. Now, you and I can overdose, Kevin, on vitamin C. Even if it's the all-natural vitamin C, we can overdose on it. We can take too much of it, and then we'll have harmful effects to our body. But you see, if we eat it in an all-natural state, if we eat the oranges, we will never overdose on vitamin C because we'll stop eating oranges long before we get too much vitamin C. And in our society, it's become way too common to take a pill for everything. Oh, well, I don't feel very good. Let me just take some vitamin C. And that's not what your body needs. Your body needs the actual food sources of it. So you weren't designed to be sick over and over and over again. You weren't designed to have all these different allergies. And it really comes down to lifestyle and diet. And unfortunately, many, many people don't want to change their diet. And I get that. But then also, you have to use the proper supplementation if you're not going to change your diet. So it's vital that we all understand that healthcare means overcoming whatever health condition you have with natural, all natural healthy sources of vitamins and minerals and using them to your best benefit for your body, for what your body needs. Now you're listening to the DFW Medical Magazine brought to you here live on Case Guy. We want to thank people from the Adventure Play Kids, Play Care in South Lake, Texas. We want to thank Victory Chiropractic and Spinal Decompression in South Lake, Texas. We're coming up on a short break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after these short messages.
The Dennis Prager Show. Weekdays at 11. News Talk 660. K-Sky.
Listeners are discovering a way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHomeUSA.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs and we're both at home full time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHomeUSA.com is A-plus rated for their business ethics. They're affiliated with a multi-billion-dollar company, and they do business in over 80 countries. No pressure. No matter your age, education, or experience, you can literally earn money on your computer from your kitchen table 24/7, either full or part-time. If you're ready to make a change and start earning money from home, go to IncomeAtHomeUSA.com now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHomeUSA.com. IncomeAtHomeUSA.com. That's IncomeAtHomeUSA.com.
After discovering and amassing some of the most sought-after hoards of gold coins of the past 100 years, the New York Mint is announcing the public release from its vaults of the famous $10 gold Indian, struck from 1907 to 1933. It's amazing that this hoard of coins even exists. When the nation was gripped by an economic frenzy in 1933, millions of gold coins were officially recalled and lost forever to government meltdowns. But now, the New York Mint is releasing a limited number of these sought-after $10 gold Indians on a first-come, first-served basis. Call now for free historical information. You'll also receive a collector's DVD absolutely free. Call 1-800-700-9609. All of these magnificent $10 gold Indians are security in uncertain economic times, so both collectors and investors will be eager to get their hands on this important part of American history. Act fast to ensure you don't miss this special opportunity. For free historical information and a free collector's DVD, call 1-800-700-9609. That's 1-800-700-9609.
What would an extra $50,000 do for your business right now? Would it take your business to the next level or save you from a looming disaster? The folks at Nevada State Corporate Network can help. Don't wait until it's too late. Get bankable now. A $50,000 or $100,000 line of credit is what you need to stock up, to add employees or floor space, to get equipment or supplies, to save your business, or to propel it to the next level. Nevada State Corporate Network has been serving the business community for over a decade, and in that time has grown to be the nation's largest full-service incorporating, tax, business credit, and asset protection firm. They've helped over 50,000 clients like you. They'll make your business creditworthy and bankable fast. Call or go online to check out their incredible written guarantee for your business to have $50,000 in lines of credit. Call 800-334-5982. 800-334-5982. That's 800-334-5982.
Hi, this is George. I'm with the filling station DFW. We are a ministry led by a number of committed Christians from various denominations, and we want to pray for you. Now, we're not a church. We're a prayer ministry. So if you're troubled, burdened, sick, or in need of healing, I'd like to invite you to come down to the filling station DFW. Now, we meet every second and fourth Monday night at 7 p.m. at the Plaza Arts Theater, located in old downtown Carrollton. Visit us online at thefillingstationdfw.com. If you're listening and you're troubled, burdened, sick, or you need healing for something, I'd like to invite you to come down to the Filling Station DFW. The Filling Station is a ministry led by a number of committed Christians from various denominations, and we want to pray for you. Now, we're not a church. We're a prayer ministry. And we meet every second and fourth Monday night at 7 p.m. at the Plaza Arts Theater, located in old downtown Carrollton. Visit us online at thefillingstationdfw.com. That's thefillingstationdfw.com.
Follow News Talk 660 K-Sky on Facebook and Twitter. Details at ksky.com. Or search News Talk 660 K-Sky.
The DFW Medical Magazine Show continues. Give us a call at 866-660-KSKY. Here's Dr. Brian Nymphaeus on News Talk 660 K-Sky.
This is where the healing begins.
Good afternoon and welcome back to the DFW Medical Magazine, your source for health and wellness here on the World Wide Web and K-Sky, live here on K-Sky AM 660 K-Sky and at ksky.com. Now, we were talking a little bit about how to live a healthy life, and we're talking about prescription medication versus using healthy foods and food sources to get your vitamins. I want to go to Joe in line one. Welcome to the DFW Medical Magazine, Joe. Thank you for your call.
Well, thank you for taking it, Dr. Nymphaeus. Hello to you, and I think Kevin, is Doug there today? I didn't catch.
No, Doug's in Maui. Don't feel too sorry for Doug right now.
Listen to that. Good for him.
Yes.
Well, guys, I wanted to kind of add and see what you thought about this. I may be a little off base, but I know at times in the past, and first off, to the Vietnam veteran, thank you, my friend. There's a lot of us out here appreciate your service, no matter when you serve, but thank you. And I know Dr. Nymphaeus will second that as well as Kevin.
Amen. Yes.
When it comes, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just saying amen to those who served.
Absolutely. You know, what I have done in the past, and I've learned that when I've occasionally had to take prescription medicine, and I definitely recommend it, of course, if you're medical, of your medical attention, but I also definitely, without a doubt, believe in nutritional supplement support because, of course, as just you had said, Dr. Nymphaeus, about the side effects that this could that you could be dealing with. You know, the excessive stress it could put on your kidneys or liver or whatever. So many other things you may need to do. What I would advise anyone, which I've done, and I have done it myself, get you a PDR, physician's desk reference. That's what the doctor looks at when he gives you something, and that's why they ask you, do you have anything that you react to? Look at it, read it. Some of it is a little difficult to read. Most of it is comprehensible. At least it was for me, and I'm not the most educated person or articulate person in the world, but it is fairly easy to comprehend. It'll kind of give you an idea that if it points out specific things like maybe artery disease or heart disease or kidney problems or whatever. Same as, too many antibiotics isn't it true, Dr. Nymphaeus?
Yeah, let me
affect your kidneys or your liver, correct?
That's exactly right. Let me give guys out there an example. I almost said how many of you out there suffer with acid reflux, but I can't get a response back. But we all know that there's millions of people suffering with acid reflux. You agree, Joe?
Absolutely.
So one of the things that has become available are things like Tagamet, Zantac, Pepcid AC. Those things are out there that you can do, which are called H2 blockers. Over the counter, you can get them real easily. There's also more available with a prescription, naturally. But let's just talk about the ones that are over the counter, okay? So what they're going to do is they're going to decrease your ability to produce stomach acid, which is what they're saying is causing all of the acid reflux. Well, it's not necessarily the stomach acid that causes the acid reflux, but that's a different story. What I just want to talk about real quick are some of the side effects of when you reduce your stomach acid. When you reduce the stomach acid, you alter the pH of the stomach. When you alter the pH of the stomach, it makes it much, much more difficult to digest certain foods and certain vitamins. And so what tends to happen is, and especially in our society, we overeat. So the stomach is only going to have so much space in it. And what the stomach does is it will churn food over and over and over again. And during this churning of food process, that's where stomach acid kind of builds up and goes in, and we get the acid reflux. Now, what tends to happen is that burns. It's a terrible sensation. So nobody wants that. I wouldn't wish that on anybody. Do you agree, Joe?
Absolutely not. I know I've suffered with it for years on and off, and
okay.
I'll say a little remedy. Yeah.
Well, so what happens is we're decreasing the stomach acid when we take these H2 blockers, the antacids, if you will. And when we decrease the stomach acid, we increase the pH, which means it becomes less acidic, more towards an alkaline environment. And
right.
That literally decreases our ability to absorb many, many vitamins, specifically one like vitamin B and B12. Now, when we run out of B12 and we can't absorb the B12 in our food, then we have a whole host of different things that start going wrong. We can have, you know, things like loss of energy. We can have nerve damage. We can have nerve problems. And as a result of all of these different things, people then start to take different medications. And what's really vital about B12, it's not just how you feel, your energy levels, but a deficiency in B12 can lead to something like elevated homocysteine levels,
mm-hmm.
peripheral neuropathies. And when you elevate your homocysteine levels, Joe, do you know what happens when you elevate your homocysteine levels for a long period of time?
Well, can it cause excessive inflammation as well?
It absolutely can. But what it's the number one marker for heart disease. So you're taking all these H2 blockers to try to decrease your stomach acid, and then you end up having something like peripheral neuropathy. You end up having something like, well, the next thing you know, it leads to heart disease or cardiovascular problems. So then you start taking a medication for that, and that medication is a different side effect. And it all started with a problem digesting foods. And it's not always just the fact that we can't digest foods properly. It's the fact that we're eating too much of them. So what you have to do is you have to try and balance out the stomach acids naturally instead of covering up the symptoms. It's one of those red flags, one of those gaslight things I talked about, where the body has lots and lots of things that it'll tell you, hey, something's wrong. But if all we ever do is cover up the warning signal and we don't take care of the actual problem, well, then it's a downward spiral, my friend.
Well, Joe? Absolutely, because then if you can't absorb things, your immune system's going to go down, and again, in turn, that's going to create more problems. And I think you're keeping a healthy pancreas. Isn't that where some of your digestive enzymes come from?
Absolutely. You know, and the gallbladder has to be used to digest fats. Now, Joe, thank you so much for your call. They've got another line here, another call on line two I want to get to real quick. Joe, thank you so much for listening again. Have a great weekend. So I want to go real quickly to Diana in Weatherford. Diana, thank you so much for your call. How are you doing today?
Well, I'm not feeling too well, sir. I cracked a rib.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Thank you. I have my question to you is this. I have in my neck, I have a cadaver bone and a titanium plate at C3, C4. I have some bulging disc at L4, L5, S1. And I've also got scoliosis on the right side, which is where I have the cracked rib. Would the cracked rib push down and cause you to have more pain in your lower back?
Well, it absolutely could, and here's why. We have paraspinal muscles, which are muscles on both sides of the spine that go from our hip bones all the way up to our ribs on each side. So if you have a cracked rib on the right side is where you said it was, correct?
Yes, sir.
So if you have a cracked rib on the right side, what's happening is your rib cage is not necessarily moving very well. So the muscle that's attached from your lower ribs and that goes down to your hip bone, well, that muscle is not going to be used in its natural state. So as a result, that muscle is going to fatigue fairly easily, and it's going to be much more prone to be injured or much more uncomfortable, and there's going to be more inflammation in that area. So, yeah, that could absolutely be the case.
Okay.
Now, what caused you to have the surgeries? And you mentioned having a surgery in your neck and in your back. Was there an accident?
Yes, sir. My grandson, 99, caused me to fall down a half a flight of stairs in my own condominium. He went into a rage from ADD, the one and only rage he's ever had. And then this has been progressive. I didn't have the surgery till 06. They don't want to do any more surgery on me, so they say, this particular doctor, for various, I think the nerve that they're talking about is close to the scoliosis, from my understanding. But they've also told me not to see a chiropractor.
Well, unfortunately, you've had a couple of different surgeries, so there's, any chiropractor is going to be limited in what he or she could do structurally to get things moving because of the surgeries. But what would probably be of great benefit to you is a couple of good nutritional supplements. You know, right off the top of my head, there's what's happening is you're not moving the joints right now because, A, you've got a fractured rib, B, you've had a surgery in your lower back and your neck, so you're not getting the normal spinal motion. On top of all of those things, you also mentioned having scoliosis, which is a lateral curvature going through your back. So you've got a nice little trifecta of things going wrong right now. So your spine's not going to be moving. Since your spine is not moving, the joints of the spine aren't going to be mobile, and the muscles that surround the spine on both sides, well, they're not going to be as active as they could be or should be. So that's going to lead to a decrease in your body's ability to produce glucosamine naturally in those joints. And it's going to lead to a decrease in hyaluronic acid, which is in so many different things, and so it's going to lead to more inflammation. And so right off the top of my head, I would look at doing something like a joint support formula or something called OPC3. Those things you can read about on our website, which is victorychiropractic.com, or if you don't have access to the web right now, maybe we can put you on hold and get your number to Tiffany, email address or something to Tiffany, and we can send you some information about it, because those two supplements, the OPC3 and the joint support, are going to be very, very effective to helping you overcome the lack of mobility that you have.
Well, that would be fabulous.
Well, great.
To get sick. I do take a different natural vitamins, like vitamin D and B12 and those kind of things.
Yes.
But nothing related to what you're talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. So listen, we're heading into a break, Diana. Stay on the phone. We'll try to get you hooked up with Tiffany, get some information shared. Thank you so much for your call, and we are so sorry that you've recently broken a rib. Thank you for listening to DFW Magazine. We've got another segment coming right up after this, so stay tuned. We're going to help you live a healthy, active lifestyle.
News Talk 660, K-Sky and Michael Medved. Weekdays at 2 p.m. News Talk 660, K-Sky. The table is set for the 2012 election, and the gloves have already come off.
This man is out of ideas, he's out of excuses, and in 2012, we're going to make sure he gets put out of office.
Will we see the most negative campaign in recent memory?
This is just carrying on a tradition that has existed throughout the modern presidency.
Or will the candidates stick to the issues?
I think people want to have a president who knows how to lead.
This election year, instead of half-truths, we'll tell you the whole story. Your new choice for intelligent talk. News Talk 660, K-Sky.
Tune in to the Best Home Show to learn more about new technologies for your home. Everything from home automation to the new Lennox 50 SEER air conditioning and heating systems. Brought to you by A Better Deal Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric, and Appliances. Make plans to listen to the Best Home Show later this afternoon from 5 to 6 to make your home the best it can be. The Best Home Show on News Talk 660 K-Sky.
Hot weather is going to be here soon, so now's the time to get your cooling system tuned up. Hi, I'm Kelly Carroll, host of Ask the Expert Radio Show, and I'm here with David Thompson, owner of Thompson 72 Degree Air Conditioning and Heating. David, why do you call your AC tune-ups an air conditioning rejuvenation?
Well, Kelly, you know how you feel all refreshed after a day at the spa? Our air conditioning system rejuvenations restore your cooling systems back to factory fresh settings so that it's running at peak efficiency, keeping you comfortable and saving you money all summer long.
A day spa for your cooling system. Does it come with a pedicure?
No, but if your cooling system fails during the summer, we will apply the cost of the tune-up to your repair.
That's a great deal. For a limited time, get an air conditioning system tune-up for $30 off their regular price. Schedule your appointment by calling 817-560-4300. That's 817-560-4300. Thompson's 72-degree air conditioning and heating when the temperature absolutely has to be just right. Call today, 817-560-4300.
Over a year ago, I lost 26 pounds.
I was gigantic.
It was huge. And Slim for Life helped me lose nearly 30 pounds. 26, in fact. It was fantastic. They taught me how to do it with real food. The stuff you buy in grocery stores. You could go to restaurants and eat. And I did. It's fantastic. And the weight came right off of me, and it has stayed off for over a year. You need to call Slim for Life. It's time for you to slim down. I'm telling you, Slim for Life can do it. You can lose 3 to 5 pounds a week. Results are guaranteed. No surgery, no drugs, no shots, no exercise, no hunger. Because there's more restaurant and supermarket food than you could possibly eat. But you need to lose the weight. I know, it doesn't make any sense. Lose up to 30 pounds in 30 days for $30, exclusive of supplements. Kids join free with parental enrollment. I lost 26 pounds with Slim for Life. Now 13 DFW locations. For free consultation, go to the privacy of your computer. SlimDFW.com or call 1-888-730-9909. That's 888-730-9909. Get slim and trim. You'll love it with Slim for Life.
If you've ever considered a reverse mortgage to provide extra retirement funds, now is a great time to call MetLife Home Loans for a free DVD and information kit. We've reduced costs on our Heckam Saver reverse mortgage product, making it a favorable alternative to a home equity line of credit. As a result, more people are adding reverse mortgages to their retirement plans. If you or any co-owners of the home are at least 62, call MetLife Home Loans to learn more about this smart way to take advantage of the equity in your home while you continue to own it. There's no obligation, so call for your DVD today. Call MetLife Home Loans at 800-481-2624 for your free kit and DVD. That's 800-481-2624. 800-481-2624. All loans are subject to approval. Interest accrues on the loan amount disbursed. Certain conditions and fees apply. Mortgage financing provided by MetLife Home Loans, a division of MetLife Bank, N.A., Equal Housing Lender.
New choice. Intelligent talk. News Talk 660. K-Sky. 866-660-KSKY is the number to call to ask your questions to Dr. Brian Nymphaeus on News Talk 660 KSKY.
This is where the healing begins. Oh, this is where the healing starts.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, across the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex and everybody listening on KSKY.com. This is Dr. Brian Nymphaeus, Clinic Director of Victory Chiropractic and Spinal Decompression, located in the heart of beautiful South Lake, Texas. Joining me is Kevin Stewart, the lead researcher for Victory Chiropractic and the rehab expert at Victory Chiropractic. Now, we've been talking a lot about health and where to get true healthy supplements from and what true health really is. And we've been answering some questions, and I want you guys to know this is our last segment, so we only have a few more minutes here this week before we'll be back next Saturday. But if you have any questions, give us a call at 866-660-5759. That's 866-660-5759. Now, Kevin, with all the rehab that we've been doing lately in the office, what are some of the things that you see patients doing on a regular basis? Like, they ask you questions of, what can I do at home? What do you see? What do most patients and people that you talk to on the street, what are they struggling with in terms of, like, are their necks weak? Are their backs weak? Is it a combination? What do you see on a regular basis?
Well, I think you would agree with me on this, but everyone complains about their lower back. Everyone's lower back is always hurting them, and from what I see on the exercise ball, it always looks very tight and weak.
You know, what's funny you mention that is because, statistically speaking, low back pain is the fifth leading cause of any doctor's visit across the country. So you're definitely not alone if you have low back pain or low back weakness. So you see a lot of stuff on the physio ball when we're doing exercise. Because at the office, we do an incredible amount of rehab for patients. And I have to be honest, that a lot of people don't want to do rehab. And that's a common theme, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I can see it in their face whenever you direct them back to me. But I love it. I always try to have a smile, a positive attitude about doing it. And it seems after the first exercise, people kind of get into it and they actually enjoy it.
Yeah, you know, because working out and getting stronger, it's fun. It's you know,
yeah,
it's,
it feels good.
Absolutely, you get one of those oh wow I did it type moments.
Yeah, sense of accomplishment.
So a lot of times, what I see clinically is, and Kevin, you see this as well. If you're ever done sit-ups and you do a sit-up, and as you're trying to go down from the sit-up, and you feel that ratchety sensation, well, that ratchety sensation are your low back muscles not being able to cause a smooth contraction to occur. And the reason that occurs is there's twofold. Number one, you could have a segmental dysfunction where you have joints that are fixated and stuck together, and so your muscles can't unlock properly. But the other thing that could be happening, we see this a lot, is that people who have that ratchety sensation in their back, their back muscles are just so weak that it's tough for them to roll down. And you can see this in day-to-day activities too. For example, if you bend over and on your way back up, if you try to come up slow and you feel that ratchety sensation, that's because your low back muscles are weaker than they should be. And so clinically, what this means to people is if you're bending over and trying to come back up, and you're bending over trying to come back up, but if your low back is weak and you're ratchety and you're coming back in a non-smooth manner, well, that lets you know that you're set up for something to go wrong down the road. And it doesn't have to be that far down the road. You know, we get in the office on a regular basis people that had no idea they had a back problem and one day went out on them. But I want you guys to understand some of the warning signs. And some of the warning signs are, as you're doing a sit-up, you can't necessarily uncoil and lay back down on your back real smoothly. If you're bending forward and you come back up and it's kind of a ratchety motion, that's an indicator that your low back muscles are weak. And the number one cause for weak low back muscle are fixated spinal vertebrae, where those vertebrae are stuck and the joints aren't moving properly. And so that's one of the major, major benefits. One of the major benefits of a good chiropractic adjustment is restoring motion to that spine. And Kevin, you see it because as patients start rehab on the first, you know, whenever their first day is that they start rehab, you see how they're weak. And then by visit 10, 11 down the road, their low backs are moving a whole lot better, aren't they?
Oh, definitely. If you have a joint that's not moving, the muscles cannot be worked out. It's like going to the gym and trying to get a bigger chest and you don't do any sort of bench pressing activities. And if Dr. Brian can move those joints, then I can get them in the rehab room and do special exercises to make those involuntary muscles work. They can actually build nice and strong so the joints continue moving.
Absolutely. So what tends to happen is if your spinal joints aren't moving properly, then the muscles can't contract and relax. So the muscles, A, they're not going to get any stronger, but what's going to happen is they're going to get weaker and weaker and weaker, and it's going to be a slow progression down. It'd be very similar to if I put a cast on your arm and told you, hey, I want you to develop your biceps muscle, but there's a cast on your arm and you can't move your elbow. There's no way you're going to develop a good, strong, healthy bicep. Your joint is going to ache. It's going to start to degenerate. And the longer you leave that cast on, the more atrophy is going to occur in that arm. The exact same thing happens to our spine. If our spines are not moving properly, the joints are stuck together, then the postural muscles are not going to function. If the postural muscles don't function, they're going to break down, they're going to atrophy, they're going to get weaker, and that's when you and I will feel that injury occur. And we want to blame it on the muscle, but it's not the muscle, it's you can trace it back to the joint. And one of the most important things, if we need to strengthen the joint, we need to support nutritionally the joint that is not functioning real well. And what the joint needs is healthy nutrients. It needs fresh fruits and vegetables. It needs things like glucosamine, hyaluronic acid. There's things called pine bark extract. There are several different antioxidants we can use which nutritionally the joints need. All joints need it. You don't have to wait for a problem. You can go ahead and nutritionally support your body today instead of waiting until you have a problem. Start nutritionally supplementing now. There are warning signs that we can all pay attention to. If you're waking up every day with back or neck pain, that's a problem. You agree, Kevin?
No, I totally agree. I wouldn't want to wake up every day with my neck hurting. I know that much.
If you're having a tough time getting going, if you always feel like you're tired, that's another warning signal. You're not supposed to go throughout the day groggy, groggy, groggy. You're not supposed to feel like you need coffee all day long. The human body gives us warning signals, and we just have to pay attention to them. So many times, we misread the warning signals. And we go for a fast food type of a lunch. Or we say, oh, you know, I'm not feeling real good. Let me try some sugar. Let me try some energy. You know, there are all kinds of energy drinks out there. And ladies and gentlemen, they are all misleading. They're not going to make you healthier. They're not really going to boost your energy levels. Long term, they're going to cause your energy levels to crash. You can't rely on energy drinks. You can't rely on coffee. Now, that doesn't mean you can never drink them, but don't try to rely on them. Pay attention to the warning signals and don't think, hey, it's 2 o'clock. I'm starting to get a little lethargic. Let me just reach for a candy bar. That's not how it works. There's all natural substances that we're supposed to consume in our daily meals, in our daily diets, that most of us are not. Your body was meant for health and wellness. You were meant to be active and energetic. Kevin, what are some of the pet peeves that you have developed over the last year and a half in terms of what you see people eating or drinking?
The biggest is whenever someone comes into the office with a McDonald's bag.
Yes, yes. And let me tell you guys this. I hear this a lot, that fast foods, but they say they go to the healthier version of the fast food restaurant. Look, here's the deal. Chick-fil-A is not healthy for you. Healthy people don't eat at Chick-fil-A. People that are trying to overcome diseases don't eat at Chick-fil-A. It's not any healthier than the McDonald's.
There weren't Chick-fil-A's 500, 600 years ago. We've lived for so long to utilize what we have here on Earth and what that's what our body needs, not this processed food.
Absolutely. Overprocessing of foods is stripping the nutrients from the food. And so as a result, you and I, if we eat overprocessed foods, we're eating nutritionally void foods. There's no nutritional value in any fast food. It's a filler, plain and simple. Studies show, study after study after study show, that those things are absolutely damaging to our health, not just in the short term, but in the long term. There's no sense for us to struggle with heart disease and cancers when we can modify our diets just a little bit and get the nutrients we need. I want to thank everybody out there for listening. Today's show was brought to you by Victory Chiropractic and Spinal Decompression. If you guys have a date night, or you want to have a date night, take your kids to Adventure Play Care in Southlake or Mansfield. It's great kids' time. Thank you very much.
Victory Chiropractic in Southlake, Texas. Comments given by our guests are meant for educational and entertainment purposes only. Seek a medical professional for answers to your specific questions. Listen every Saturday at 4 p.m. to DFW Medical Magazine here on News Talk 660 K-Sky. This is where the healing begins. Oh, this is where the healing starts. 660 KSKY. Michael Medved breaks down Mitt Romney's poll numbers among women.
Part of what happens is women tend to respond to warm and fuzzy campaigns.
They do.
And guess what? Mitt Romney's been engaged in this bitter primary campaign,
where he has been the subject of lots and lots of negative ads.
And he's also been engaged in using some negative ads.
The Michael Medved Show. Afternoons at 2, right before the Wells Report at 5. On your choice for intelligent talk. News Talk 660. K-Sky.
After discovering and amassing some of the most sought-after hoards of gold coins of the past 100 years, the New York Mint is announcing the public release from its vaults of the famous $10 gold Indian, struck from 1907 to 1933. It's amazing that this hoard of coins even exists. When the nation was gripped by an economic frenzy in 1933, millions of gold coins were officially recalled and lost forever to government meltdowns. But now, the New York Mint is releasing a limited number of these sought-after $10 gold Indians on a first-come, first-served basis. Call now for free historical information. You'll also receive a collector's DVD absolutely free. Call 1-800-700-9609. All of these magnificent $10 gold Indians are security in uncertain economic times, so both collectors and investors will be eager to get their hands on this important part of American history.